Hi, everyone, and welcome to Peace, Love, and Jenny. This program's all about the classics, with the spotlight on the sounds of the 60s and 70s, plus a few modern artists who bring that same timeless vintage feel. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop, spanning decades but all connected through good vibes, peace and love, and, of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This week's episode is a little bit of a wild card, to be honest, but usually, you know, that's how these playlists happen. It's basically just a bunch of songs that I've been totally obsessed with lately, and they all kind of have this soft 70s pop feel to them, and they kind of remind me of the music that I would imagine playing at like a summer wedding back in the 70s. Lots of songs about love, heartbreak, and getting back together, all the good stuff. And the song that really inspired this whole episode is the one I'm going to start with today. It is Here You Come Again by Dolly Parton. And I've always loved Dolly. What a wonderful woman. But I have a real soft spot for her pop music. When this song came out back in 1977, Dolly was already a huge country star, but she was starting to branch out into pop music. Fun fact, she actually did not write this song. It was written by the legendary songwriting duo Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil. At first, Dolly wasn't even sure she wanted to record it because it sounded a lot more polished and kind of pop-focused than what people would expect from her back in the day. But once she made it her own, it became one of the biggest hits of her career, topping the country charts and bringing her music to a whole new audience. And honestly, almost 50 years later, it's still just as catchy in my opinion. Okay, and here's the song that kicked off Dolly's pop crossover era, and truly a beautiful song that I've been absolutely obsessed with this week. So here is Here You Come Again.
Together, you waltz right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again, just when I'm about to make it work without you. You look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies, and pretty soon I'm wondering. It's
And that was Here You Come Again by Dolly Parton. And come on, can you just picture that playing at like a summer wedding back in 1977? It sounds like it should be in the soundtrack of some nostalgic movie scene where everyone's dancing around under those string lights, you know? I absolutely love it, of course. And we are keeping literally those exact same vibes going with the next song. And I mean exact vibes, because it's one about getting married. I'm going to play I Do, I Do, I Do, I Do, I Do by ABBA. And I think most of us probably know and love ABBA because of Mamma Mia. But this song deserves way more attention. Every time I hear it, I feel like I'm at some summer party or wedding or just family gathering where everyone's singing along, and it's truly one of those songs that instantly puts me in a good mood. It came out back in 1975 and was one of the songs that helped ABBA really take off after Waterloo. It's got a different sound than some of their biggest hits, with a fun old school pop feel and that iconic saxophone that runs through the song. And it became a huge hit, especially in Australia, funny enough, where ABBA mania started much before the rest of the world caught on. So it's definitely catchy, it's fun, and good luck not trying to sing along to the chorus here. So here's ABBA with I Do, I Do, I Do, I Do.
I can't conceal it, don't.
regrets, and then you pay the price. The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Communication is the problem to the answer. You've got another and your hand is on the phone. The weather's turned and all the lines are down. The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Like walking in the rain and the snow. She says she wants to make up. Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up.
Swing, swang, swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
You know that
you do.
Now, I know Aretha Franklin is known as the Queen of Soul, but I think she might also be the Queen of Love songs because that last song gets me every single time. I truly love Aretha, and whenever I listen to her, I honestly feel like I somehow ended up in the middle of a rom-com. She's just got that effect. And keeping those great love songs going, we've got one from my favorite artist, Todd Rundgren, with Hello, It's Me. And if you've ever heard this song and thought it felt really personal, that's because it kind of is. Todd originally wrote it in the late 60s for his band Nas, but it wasn't until he re-recorded it as a solo artist in 1972 that it became a big hit. What I love most about this song is really, when you listen to it, just how simple it is. It feels like a phone call put to music, you know? There's no huge dramatic story, and it's just someone checking in on a person they used to care about and kind of wondering how they're doing. So I think why it connects with so many people, as we've all had someone from our past randomly pop into our minds. And that piano, the vocals, the whole just laid back 70s sound, it just makes this one feel really perfect and just a great summer evening drive with the windows down, you know, just get you in the mood. Brings you back to the 70s, what can I say? And that's what I love about it. So here is Todd Rundgren with Hello, It's Me.
Cause I'd never wanna make you change. Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rumbles on. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back because they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
say.
That was the Shala Does, a bit more of a modern band compared to the rest of today's playlist. And I've really been getting into their music lately. They kind of have a sound that reminds me a lot of the Beach Boys, especially with those harmonies and that kind of sunny, feel-good energy to them. So I really have been enjoying their stuff, and definitely go check them out if you like that song, because they've got lots of other great hits. And next up, we've got another queen of the love songs, of course, Joni Mitchell with You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio. And I really love the story behind this song, because at the time, Joni's record label kept asking her to write something that would get a little more radio play. Of course, Joni wasn't exactly thrilled about being told what to write, so she decided to have a little fun with it and kind of make some jokes along the way. So she ended up writing a song filled with radio references, country music cliches, and all the things that were supposed to make a hit. The lines about honey, good buddy, and being a radio station were all part of her playful responses to the label. She was kind of poking fun at the idea of a formula for a hit song while proving that she could write one better than anyone else. And of course, she succeeded at that. And the funny thing is that when what started as a joke, it actually became one of her biggest songs. And it's one of my favorites, to be honest. I'm sure lots of you love it. It's so clever and very catchy. And through all those radio references, it's still a really sweet love song, in my opinion. So here is Joni Mitchell with You Turn Me On, I'm a Radio.
Moment fades away, I wanna know you. I got lightning in my pocket, thunder in my shoe. Have no fear, I got something here I wanna show you. Hey, low under the falling sky, easily we will lie. I bring it to you. It's a low road, a high wire going from me to you. And in your eyes, the distance left is closing. my skin. Let into your bright fields, this prison is opening. Below, under the falling sky, easily we will lie, while I bring it to you. In their frozen world, come and be my lover. If only for one stolen moment, we will live forever. Forever. Stay warm and love the mystery. Can you hear the choir? The voices can no longer hold my desire.
Guess what? Pets off leash can be a danger to other animals and wildlife.
Pets off leash can scare wildlife, destroy the nests of birds, causing cuts and broken bones.
You can help by making sure your pet is on the leash while you're out and about.
Learn more at sandypineswildlife.org.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School Grade 4 class and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true. Seems it never rains in summer.
Calif. But girl, don't.
If that song did not get you dancing, I don't know what will. That was It Never Rains in Southern California by Albert Hammond. And I absolutely love this song. And fun fact, I've actually been to California and somehow it really never did rain while I was there. So I guess the song does hold some truth. But honestly, that song is exactly the vibe I was going for with today's playlist. It feels like something pulled straight out of the 70s, and it's the kind of music I imagine playing at a summer wedding back then, or honestly, at my wedding now. These songs just have that feeling to them, you know? And next up is How I Got to Memphis by Tom T. Hall. If you're listening to Tom T. Hall, you know why they call him the storyteller. His songs don't really feel like songs sometimes, they kind of feel like stories. And this one came out in 1969 and follows a man traveling to Memphis looking for a woman he still loves. The whole song is basically him telling you how he got there and who he met along the way. Well, what I like about it is it's definitely a very simple song with the lyrics. There's no big ending or dramatics. It's just someone trying to tell a story. And the way Tom T. Hall had a way of writing, it just feels so real. And this song is one of the best examples of his work. So here is Tom T. Hall with How I Got to Memphis.
If you love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are a friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. She would get mad and she used to say that she'd come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I've got to find her. Tell her that I love her so. I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. 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 That's how I got to Memphis.
Unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings the song he always sings and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. Yeah, if I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
Year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. It don't last for long. If the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High. Clouds below, he saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side has turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Talk to God and listen to the casual. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down, they bring in a couple more. More people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Though he'd be a poor man if he never saw an eagle fly.
Rocky Mountain High. Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. I've seen it rain fire in the sky. Friends around a campfire and everybody's high. Rocky Mountain High.
Was the incredible John Denver with one of my favorites of his songs, Rocky Mountain High. And a quick little fact is that a lot of people assume that the song was about drugs because of the title, but John Denver actually said it was inspired by his experiences camping in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. The high he is referring to is about that feeling you get when you're in nature, away from everything, and just looking up at the stars. And I think that's a pretty cool story behind such a great song. Next up on Peace, Love, and Jenny, we've got a band I'll actually be seeing live in a couple weeks, America with Lonely People. Now, I know I've played a lot of love songs today, so I figure I'd throw in one for the single people out there, including myself, so no need to be ashamed. But this song came out in 1974 and was written by Dan Peek from the band. What's interesting is that he wrote it as a response to the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby. He loved that song, but felt it painted a pretty bleak picture of loneliness. So he wanted to write something a little more hopeful. And that's where the line, "This is for all the lonely people," comes from. It's a song that acknowledges loneliness, but also reminds people that they're not the only ones feeling that. So I think that is a great message to people, and I truly love this song. So here is America with Lonely People.
This is for all the lonely people, thinking that life has passed them by. Don't give up until you drink from the silver cup and ride that highway in the sky. This is for all the single people.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Last but not least is my hidden gem for this week's episode, and it's one that I'm very excited to share with you all. In case you missed it, the 83-year-old music icon Sir Paul McCartney recently released a brand new 14-track album called The Boys of Dungeon Lane, and it is the first solo album since Paul McCartney 3 back in 2020, and I've been listening to it quite a lot recently. I really love it, and the album looks back on Paul's childhood in Liverpool and the years before the Beatles. There's a lot of great songs on it, but one that I've chosen to play today is probably my favorite. It's the third track on the album called The Days We Left Behind. And what I like about this song in particular is that it's not about, you know, like Beatlemania or sold out stadiums or any of these things that most people associate with Paul. Instead, it's about him being a kid who loved music before any of that happened. He sings about places like Dungeon Lane and Forthland Road, and where he grew up, and the friends he spent those early years with before the world even knew their names. And I think what makes this song work so well is that at 83, Paul isn't trying to recreate the past. He's truly just reflecting on it. He's telling these stories. So it's definitely a song about him being young and just dreaming big and looking back on the people and the places that helped shape who he became and how the Beatles formed and truly what was the beginning like. And if you haven't checked out the album yet, I definitely recommend giving it a listen. It is a fascinating look into Paul's life before the Beatles and the experiences that truly started it all. So thanks so much for listening to Peace, Love, and Jenny here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I will be back next week at 8 p.m. with more great music and stories. Until then, here is Paul McCartney with The Days We Left Behind.